There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
on the UB Sports Network from Learfield, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. This is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our team UB partners, AdPro Sports, ComDoc, by WGRZ Channel 2, Nike, Pepsi, by Town BMW, and by New Era Cap. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Everybody, and welcome to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria. We are here almost every Monday to recap the weekend's action for the Bulls, preview this coming weekend's action for the Bulls, touch on some other topics around UB athletics. Coming up on today's show, we'll be joined by linebacker Khalil Hodge, who is tied for the national lead in tackles. We're going to talk a little Khalil Mack as the UB great returns to Buffalo with the Raiders this weekend. So it's a very heavy Khalil-based show here today from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. And we'll be joined by Bulls associate head coach and wide receivers coach Rob Iannello coming up in just a few moments. But we start things off, as we always do, with Associate Director for Athletic Communications. His name is Brian Wolf. We lovingly refer to him as Mr. Mack. And Wolfie, welcome in to talk a little bit of Mack, a little Mack M-A-C, Mack M-A-C-K. But we'll start off with a couple of other little things that you want to touch on, which is everything's going on right now on campus. Basketball getting set to have their first exhibition game next weekend. Soccer is getting ready for the MAC tournament. Lots going on, so tell us what we need to know.
Yeah, you know, a big weekend for a couple teams this past weekend. Volleyball won another two matches on the road, both 3-0 victories at Central Michigan, at Eastern Michigan. So they've won four in a row. It was the first time since they've joined the conference that they actually swept a road weekend with 2-3-0 wins, so that was big. They're playing some really good volleyball right now, as they have six matches left in their regular season. And then women's soccer picked up a big win on Senior Day yesterday afternoon. Maura Petrie, one of the seniors, with an overtime winner to defeat Miami of Ohio. So it's a big win for the Bulls. They have one regular season game left. That's at Akron on Thursday. The Bulls are already in the MAC tournament, but if they win that game against Akron, and if Toledo beats Bowling Green, then the Bulls will host a first-round game on Sunday at UB Stadium. Otherwise, they'll head on the road Sunday for the beginning of the MAC tournament. And then women's swimming and diving, they had a big dual win over Cornell on Saturday as well. So it was a good weekend for a couple sports. Swimming as they're getting going here, and then soccer as they're kind of winding down, and volleyball as they're kind of in the second half of their MAC season.
Yeah, and then coming up next week, we get the start of the basketball season. 1 week from Friday, the season opener for both the men's and the women's at Alumni Arena. The women will play Bloomsburg on Friday night at 5:30, week from Friday, and then the men open against Damon at 8 o'clock, but the men are going to be in action before that. Tell everybody about the lately scheduled charity-based exhibition game they're going to play.
Yeah, you know, the NCAA has allowed men's basketball teams to play an extra exhibition game where all net proceeds from that game go to disaster relief with the hurricanes that have hit over the summer, and then the wildfires that are going on in the West, and just a lot of the natural disasters that have been impacting this country. The NCAA is allowing these teams to play an extra game, which coaches always love to play an extra game. They get their guys more reps against a different opponent, but this is for a great cause, and the Bulls are going to head out to Rhode Island on this upcoming Saturday at 1 o'clock. They're going to play the Rhode Island Rams, a really good team who was picked to win the Atlantic 10. Their head coach is Danny Hurley, brother of Bobby Hurley, the former UB head coach. And then their top player is E.C. Matthews, who played for Coach Oates in high school at Romulus. So it's a lot of connections between the UB and the Rhode Island programs. So Coach Oates and Coach Hurley kind of called each other up last week, and they were able to schedule this, and the Bulls are going to head out to Rhode Island, and they're going to play a really good Rhode Island squad. They're going to get tested. It's going to be, I think, a really great opportunity for some of these new guys, and in doing so, it's also a great opportunity for the Bulls and for the Rhode Island Rams to help some people that are in need of some
help. So if we have any Bulls fans, particularly any that might be watching on our Facebook live feed who live in the New England area, hey, you got a chance, take a little drive to Kingston and check out the Bulls next Saturday in a little bonus action before the season really gets going in a week or so. All right, normally we're talking MAC football, Mid-American Conference football, with Brian, and we certainly will do that, but I thought, you know, to play on the words there, we'd add the K to the word and talk a little bit about Khalil Mack, who comes back to town on Sunday with the Oakland Raiders. First time Khalil will have played in Buffalo since he graduated from UB. And there's so many great stories about a great kid like Khalil, particularly from the people you guys and your partner John Fole and the rest of the folks in the Athletic Communications Office probably work and get to know the players as well as anybody. And you were here for the very whole run of Khalil Mack. So tell us a little bit from your perspective. Give us a couple of Khalil Mack stories. Tell us a little bit about what jumps into your mind.
Yeah, you know, I mean, when I think of Khalil, you know, I mean, obviously there's the unbelievable plays that stick in everybody's mind, the play at Ohio State, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, we were so lucky to be able to work with him on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, I guess, you know, the best stories that I would have with Khalil are just the times that we got to spend with him. I mean, I drove him to MAC Media Day, I think, twice, you know, just in the van driving to Detroit. It was me, and one year, I think it was me, Khalil, and Brandon Oliver. One year, it was myself, Khalil, and Alex Newt. And, you know, just a great opportunity to talk to those guys. And, you know, and Khalil was never a guy that just threw his headphones on for 6 hours and just kind of let you drive. I mean, he was up there. He was talking with you. He was asking what kind of music you like to listen to. We were throwing on, some of the comedy channels on Sirius XM. Just, you know, really, he was great. Just wanted to get to know you and all that stuff. And then John and I got we got the opportunity to go down to New York City and cover him for the NFL draft, which is, I think, you know, something that I'll never forget in this field. You don't always get to do that, as, you know, in sports information, get to cover an NFL draft. And we got to go to New York City, and I just – you know, Khalil didn't know that John and I were going down, or and the first time he kind of saw us, just the smile he had, and just how excited he was to kind of see us, and to know that we wanted to cover his journey, down there was great. And then when he got drafted, again, just kind of thanking us for everything that we did. And then, you know, then he plays his first year with the Raiders, and he comes back. I always remember he comes back for this basketball game. And he's sitting front row, and I go over to say hello to him, and he'll say hi to me, and he's like, hey, you know, he asked me how I'm doing. I'm like, I'm good. How are you doing? I mean, this guy just played his first year in the NFL,
right?
And he doesn't want to answer that question. He just wants to know how everybody else is doing, and that's kind of what I always remember about Khalil is he always wants to know what's going on with other people in Buffalo that have kind of helped him get where he is. You know, he never forgets faces, he never forgets names, and he easily could. I mean, with the star
sure.
that he is now in the NFL, and whenever you kind of ask him how he's doing, he always wants to bring it back to the other people. He always wants to know what's going on in other people's lives.
You know, I get asked a lot, you know, because you get to know Khalil, and now he's this mega star, and people know, oh, you know him. And I always tell people that Khalil's a great athlete. He had a great work ethic. He was a hard worker. But I'm convinced that a lot or some of his success in the NFL comes from being in a place like Buffalo. You know, let's be honest. It's not Alabama. It's not Texas. It's not LSU. It's Buffalo, and you can't run around and think you're at Texas when you're at Buffalo. It's just the nature of the place, the city, the people, the teammates, and I think that's part of the work ethic and the inspiration that has made Khalil Mack as good as he is.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about Buffalo being a blue-collar town. I mean, and he has a blue-collar work ethic and mentality, and, you know, that was something that he showcased every day in practice. You know, even his first year when he was redshirting and he was running the scout team. I mean, not everybody on the scout team wants to play on the scout team, but he went 150% every single play on the scout team. And then as he got better, he never forgot about his teammates. He would work the extra reps with the younger guys. He wanted to make sure that the guys below him were getting better and that they were making sure that this program stayed, you know, in a good place. You know, I mean, you're talking about Khalil Hodge coming on this show. I think Khalil Hodge would be a guy that I think just would have loved to work with Khalil Mack, and I think Khalil would have loved to work with the other Khalil just because they both have such a great work ethic, and you know, and I think that showcases, and you're right, I think this city has something to do with it. They love those hard workers, and that's why people just they love Khalil Mack. And you know, look, I think, you know, he's going to come into a new era field, and I know Bills fans don't like to cheer for the opposing team at all, but I think he's going to get a nice reception from the majority of the people, I would hope, that are in that stadium.
I think they're going to more longingly look at and think about the what-ifs, because a lot of people around here think that the Bills made a major mistake in not drafting him when they had the chance, as opposed to trading up and taking the Sammy Watkins, the player they did.
So. Yeah, you know, and it's funny you mention that, because, you know, when John and I were sitting at the draft, you know, we were at Radio City Music Hall, we're up in the media section, and, you know, we have no idea who's about to get picked, and you know, and we're sitting there, and all of a sudden we hear, you know, there's been a trade, and at number four, you know, it becomes the Bills, and him and I, we just kind of look at each other, and we're like, is this going to happen? And then it did.
A lot of people thought that, Wolfie. A lot of people did. I talked to Joe Licata today, and he said the very same thing. Him and all his teammates were there watching the draft, and he said the room went silent when they heard the Bills had traded up, because they thought that the Bills had traded up to draft Khalil Mack. Unfortunately, the Bills didn't, and it's going to be Mack wearing the silver and black when he returns to take on the Bills on Sunday. Wolfie, always good to catch up with you. We'll talk again next week.
All right, sounds good.
Brian Wolf is the Associate Director for Athletic Communications at the University at Buffalo. Again, the Bulls on the road this week. It's brunch with the Bulls, an 11:30 a.m. kickoff against Akron. We will preview that game, get you ready for it, when we return with Associate Head Coach and Wide Receivers Coach Rob Iannello. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf Synthetic Grass Fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
Support the Blue and White Fund, the fundraising arm of UB Athletics, and help build a strong foundation for years to come. You can play a critical role in making UB New York's public powerhouse. Invest in excellence. Invest in the future. Invest in UB Athletics and our student athletes. Log on to bullsblueandwhite.com for more information.
Attention UB Bulls fans, students, alumni, and staff. Are you shopping for a mortgage? Call Premium Mortgage, the experts in home financing and the official mortgage lender of the UB Bulls. Premium Mortgage has local Western New York processing and underwriting and offers a large variety of financing options and competitive rates and terms. Call now to speak to one of their educated and experienced loan officers at 716-633-0501 or visit premiummortgage.com. 2150 Worley Drive, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14221. Equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, NYSDFS, NMLS number 92181.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The Learfield Director's Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Director's Cup.
The Hyatt Regency in downtown Buffalo is the perfect place for your parents to stay when they come to visit you. The Hyatt Regency Buffalo is located within walking distance to over 50 restaurants and clubs and has great amenities like a 24-hour fitness center, free Wi-Fi, and a full-service spa on property. It's perfect for your parents and just far enough away from UB to eliminate those unannounced morning drop-ins on you. The Hyatt Regency Buffalo.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. It is Buffalo's original pizzeria. The big Halloween party here at Santora's is Saturday night. You're going to want to be here for that. The outstanding Western New York band Nerds Gone Wild will be performing here at Santora's on Saturday night for the big annual Halloween party. And, of course, you can come down here and watch Monday Night Football. Great spot to do that. Not exactly the most patio-friendly night that we've had here on UB Football Insider, but still plenty of room out there undercover. You can hang out and watch the game. My name is Paul Peck, and we continue UB Football Insider. Head coach Lance Leipold had a personal commitment tonight, so we are very ably replacing him with an outstanding fill-in. I don't want to call you second stringer, you know, because that's not fair. But associate head coach and wide receivers coach Rob Iannello is taking care of the duties here today.
Call me whatever you'd like.
What? Call you whatever you like? All right. Well, second stringer, I think that's a little bit cruel, so we won't go there. But, Rob, thanks for coming in here and talking a little bit about your team, your guys on the wide receiver core. In our next segment, we'll talk a little bit more about Akron. But let's start by talking about one of the most improved areas on this team this year is your group of guys, and that's the wide receiver core. And it starts with one of the best wide receivers in the country. We've talked to Anthony Johnson on this show. We've talked about him an awful lot. You know, as I look up the stats today, his 49 catches, 827 yards, 6 touchdowns, number one in the MAC in yards, number one in receptions, number four in the country. Any of that surprise you at all?
I didn't know those stats the first time I saw those.
Yeah, so. I mean, and he's been there. That's not been this week. That's been pretty consistent.
Obviously, he's done a great job for us and for our team. And you know, one of the most impressive things, too, is he done all that, and he's the guy running down on the onside kick at the end of the game, right?
Amazing.
Diving in there,
amazing,
sacrificing his body for his team to try to make a good play. So, I mean, I think that play itself speaks volumes about Anthony and kind of what he's trying to do for our team.
You know, after the onside kick on the broadcast, I sort of passed the comment that every time the ball is around Anthony Johnson, you know it, and he makes a play that makes you go, wow. And we've seen that in the receiving game. We've seen that in some of the runs that you've called for him. There are special players that you come across in your career. You've had the benefit of coaching a lot of them in your career. Where does he – I don't want to make you rank them, but he's one of them, right? He's one of those guys that jumps out.
He's one of them. With the ball and being around the ball and the onside kick, he reminds me a little bit that way. It's totally different body types, like Golden Tate was a guy that you wanted to try to hand it to and throw it to, and And then he was the guy you wanted at the point of attack on our onside kick team, you know, those kinds of things. So he's a lot different, obviously different player than Golden, but he had, Golden had a knack for the ball and enjoyed playing, and Anthony has a knack around the ball and enjoys
right,
playing.
Right, and you coached Golden Tate when you were at Notre Dame. You know, we'd heard so much about Anthony Johnson as he redshirted last year. Like, wow, there's this kid on the scout team, and he's a redshirt, and he's going to be terrific. And then the preseason comes, and you start to see some glimpses at practice. But as a coach, I'm sure you'd say none of that really matters until the lights come on, and you never really know what a player who had never played Division I college football is going to do, and it took us all of about 10 minutes of the Minnesota game to know that all of that stuff was true.
I'm talking about Anthony today. In the last 4 years, this is his second real football season. He had the year at Butler, and then he ended up going to Iowa Western, and because he transferred in there late, I remember talking to the coach at Iowa Western, Coach Strohmeyer, and he said, well, I don't think I did him a service because I tried to get him to play here and play this position. I don't think I ever really taught him the offense, so he probably didn't maximize his ability and his potential to play as much, you know, there. And then he redshirted last year, so he's still got a very high ceiling. But you thought you knew what you were going to get out of him, you know, when we went up to Minnesota, because, I mean, in training camp, we caught a lot of deep balls, you know, and you know, we had a knack for doing that, and so that kind of came true, I guess, for him in Minnesota, and has continued. And you know, he's a guy we're really proud of, because he's really, it took that redshirt year and embraced the academic side of it, done really well in school. He's embraced his weight room. He's embraced the football part of it, so he can't be more proud of to see where he's come so far since he's been here.
Right, and then, you know, the rest of the guys, we've seen huge strides from K.J. Osborne as well. Kamadi Holsey's really started to look like he's comfortable in his situation, making some, using that big body of his. You know, and even the rest of your core, the Antonio Nuns and stuff. Talk about that core, guys, Jamal Island, Jacob Martinez, to mention the other guys as well. You know, talk about the general improvement of the position for you.
Well, I think it all kind of started to me with, we have great leadership in that room. From Jamal, and Jake's a quiet leader, and KJ, who's the pound-for-pound strongest guy in the team.
Right.
And he's proud of that.
He mentioned that to us when he was here.
So we have great leadership in that room, and that emerged in spring and carried on through the summer. So as a coach, it makes your job a little easier, right, because you know that they're taking care of their business, and if someone in the room maybe strays a little bit, the other guys bring them back. And so that's been a real positive there. But, you know, KJ's a guy last year that played a lot on special teams, played, you know, snaps at receiver. But when you redshirt sometimes and then you come into live action, it's still fast. And you still have to adjust to it. So I really thought he would jump, you know, tremendously. Antonio redshirted. He got the benefit of doing that. So and learning how to practice, learning what it takes to be a college student and a college football player, he's embraced that part of it. And I just think in Kamadi's second year, it's really kind of slowed down for him, okay? Because last year, he was a guy who showed up in the summer, had a good training camp, you know, started from the beginning. But I think things at times, you know, came a little fast to him, and now it's slowed down for him. And I think they feed off each other. They compete with each other. We have a great, it's a fun room to walk into every day and coach. You know, I love coaching those guys and those kids. So it makes it fun as a coach to see that. And I think we all kind of understand each other a little bit. They know what kind of might get me going a little bit, and they try to stay away from that sometimes. And I think I have a good understanding of what motivates each guy a little bit, which I think helps the group too.
Right. Bulls Associate Head Coach, Wide Receivers Coach Rob Ionello joining us here on the UB Football Insider Show. You are also the recruiting coordinator for the program. And as we wrap things up here on this segment, just give me a sense of where you're feeling about recruiting in general. The addition of the fieldhouse construction starting now gives you another chip to throw on the table. The improvements at the Murchie Family Football Center, all those things have a direct impact when you can sit down with recruits. How much has it changed your job?
Well, I think you sit down with a recruit and you show them those positive things that are going on with the infrastructure of the program, that shows commitment on the part of the university. And every young man wants to know he's going to go to some place that's committed to what he's going to spend a lot of time in. He's going to spend a lot of time on his trade in football, and he wants to be sure that the university's committed to his development. And all those things directly affect the players, the student athletes, from the meeting room set up. So we have a much the Murchie Football Center expansion gives us a much better teaching environment for the coaches and learning environment for the players. And you can't underestimate what that will do for us. Having our own field house now that we'll be able to kind of walk out our back door here, you know, soon and practice allows, we'll do as much for not just for the practice time, but for when they come back in January for the development of the skill guys. Because now they can go in there, you know, 7 days a week and throw and catch and work on their trade, which we right now can't do all the time.
Right.
So that'll really, I think, help us elevate the development of our skill players. And then we're also, I know Lance has really done a great job with us getting the ability to have a fueling station, all right, which we're beginning construction on, which then will directly affect our players' nutrition on a daily basis. So we're affecting their nutrition. We've done some things in the weight room to improve that with equipment and infrastructure of that room. And then, the locker room has had many improvements. The learning environment's better. We have indoors. So we got a lot of things that directly touch the football player every single day to help their development. And that will help our program tenfold.
All right, Coach Ionello is going to stick around for one more segment. We're going to dive into this weekend's game against the Akron Zips. When we continue, we're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. And this is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
UB football returns to UB Stadium Tuesday, November 7th, when they host the Falcons of Bowling Green State. Kickoff is slated for 7:30 p.m. with amazing touchdown catches.
Hangs it up deep into the end zone. Jump ball caught. Touchdown!
And gritty defensive plays.
Looking to throw. He is rushed. Sacked!
There's no better place to take in some midweek action than UB Stadium. For tickets and more information, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Attention Bulls fans, now introducing the latest and greatest addition to UB Athletics, the TriPoint team of Keller Williams Realty. The TriPoint team serves the Western New York community with buying, selling, and investing in real estate. For all of your real estate needs, call the TriPoint team, the MVPs of real estate, at 716-398-4425 or visit ubbulls.com/TriPoint team. The TriPoint team, the official real estate partners of the UB Bulls.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Chances are there'll never be an emergency ever again. But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
Who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Is Buffalo's home for ESPN Radio, 1520 AM, WWKB Buffalo.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria. Bulls going on the road again this week, second straight week on the road. An 11:30 AM start in Akron, Ohio. In for this week for Coach Leipold is Bulls associate head coach and wide receivers coach Rob Ionel. You ever kicked off a game before noon in your long coaching career?
Yes.
You have, huh?
You know, 11 a.m. starts Central Time. Multiple of those at Wisconsin and at Kansas. And if it's a home game, it's awesome because you feel like you steal a day. And if it's a away game, it's not bad either because you're still home pretty early.
Yeah, but I, you know, in all my career, I don't think I've ever called a game that started before noon. So this is a little unusual for me as well, too. So the Akron Zips are going to come in at 4-4. They are 3-1 and tied with Ohio for first place in the MAC East Division. They are coming off a rather one-sided loss to the Toledo Rockets over the weekend, 48-21. What have you seen from the Zips so far? And, you know, this has been an odd series between the Bulls and the Zips where Akron's been pretty good at home, UB's been pretty good at home, but in this case it's on the road for the Bulls.
Yeah. Well, obviously I spend most of my time watching their defense, you know, as we prepare for them. And they've played very well. They held Western Michigan to 13 points, and that's no small feat.
Right.
Played very well. They seem to have an act for creating turnovers,
mm-hmm.
interceptions and fumbles and things of that nature. A lot of guys that can really run and athletic, and certainly will be a great challenge for us.
They are fourth in the MAC in interceptions, number one in red zone defense. You know, you can look at yardage totals and sometimes don't always reflect whether a team is a good defense or not, but you start to look a little deeper, and I know that's what coaches do, at takeaways and red zone and third down conversions. Those are some of the numbers that lead you as a coach, along with watching all the game tape, to kind of know what the personality of a defense is.
Yeah, situational defense. They've played very well in those areas. And so you have to be able to stay on the field in third down, and obviously one of the things that, like, Western Michigan was not able to do was score touchdowns when they got in the red zone, and they had to kick field goals, so that's one of the things that they've been very good at.
Right. Your guys, particularly your wide receivers, Rob, have had a run of facing an all-MAC defensive back, I think, 4 or 5 weeks in a row. Akron does not have one of those coming back from last year, but I know they have some good players. They have an all-MAC linebacker, and while your receivers might not have to deal too much with him, everybody else on the Bulls' offense will have to. But what jumps out at you about some of the players and personalities?
Number five, Ulysses Gilbert is a very good player.
He's the all-MAC guy.
He's athletic. He runs. He hits. Looks like he's a heck of a leader on the defense, and does a really good job. And you know, they have a young man who didn't play last year, but a corner, Darian Daly, who's a transfer, you know, from Rutgers, who sat out last year, and he has seemed to create a, you know, a good bit of pass breakups and interceptions and things like that. So they're, they've always kind of been stout on the defensive line and cause you know, been athletic and things of that nature. So they've played very good defense, very solid defense, as you just pointed out in a lot of their statistics. I mean, from certainly situational football, they've excelled in that area.
Yeah, these are our Town BMW keys to the game as we get you ready for the Bulls and the Akron Zips on Saturday, presented by Town BMW, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. You know, your squad now, it's been a funny, streaky season. Lose the first two, win three in a row, now lose three in a row, two of them by three and 1 point, and of course the game against Miami that was close at the end as well, too. Give me a sense of the mood of the guys and how they're kind of holding up as the season gets to that point, a little bit of a grind. But certainly there are still prizes that are in sight and within reach for this team.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Coach Leipold did a great job with the team today with his message to them post-game, first of all, and then today in our team meeting. And, you know, with our practice today was good energy, good morale. You know, I think our players have seen improvement. We've played close. They also have to understand that close is quite not good enough, and that's why you keep score.
Right.
And we have to find those missing plays that on Saturdays to put us over the top. And each position group, each side of the ball, offense, defense, especially, has to look within themselves to see where we can get those missing plays and where can we improve. And as you get to the, you know, back third of your season, you know, the teams that can improve the most here in the back third of the season are the teams that are going to be really pleased with how it finishes, and we aim to be one of the teams that show, you know, good improvement here.
Sure. I mean, the opportunity to win the division and go to a bowl is still out there for your team with the four games left, and that's obviously what the goal is going to be. All right, as we wrap things up here with Rob Ionello, we thank him for filling in for Coach Leipold this week. You heard me tease the Halloween party here at Santora's coming up on Friday. I don't know whether you're going to go Saturday night. I don't know whether you're going to go, but if you did, what would be the costume?
Well,
I
have a great gorilla costume that I've broken out before, and one time A couple years ago, I actually took my children to school dressed in the full costume.
Love it.
And drove down the road and took them into school. But my youngest daughter, she's one of you, walked into school. So I walked in my full costume, and the teachers were dressed as school. And so my daughter looks around and she says, "Don't worry, everybody, it's just my dad. Don't be scared." And then I walked back to my car in my full costume. And I sat in my car, and a woman was sitting in the car next to me. She was looking for me to take off my mask to see who I was. I just put the car in reverse and drove out and drove home in my full costume.
Why am I thinking that Bulls linebacker Khalil Hodge is coming on for our next segment is thinking, how do I get pictures of Coach Iannello in his gorilla outfit?
How can
I do that?
2 years ago, Halloween, we had a walkthrough. It was a Monday I wore it.
Oh, well, there you go. So all right. Well, he wasn't here 2 years ago, but
here.
I know plenty of guys that were. Yeah. So we have a job for Khalil Hodge now.
Well,
to
you got a great one coming up here, Khalil Hodge. We're really proud of him. Glad he plays for us.
And if he can come up with those pictures of you in the gorilla outfit, that's even – forget all Mac. That would be the biggest award that we could get from him all season long. Hey, Rob, thank you very much. Good luck at Akron on Saturday.
Thank you, Paul.
Bulls associate head coach and wide receivers coach Rob Iannello getting us ready for Saturday's game between the Bulls and the Akron Zips. The aforementioned, it's an all Khalil show today. We talked about Mac. We're going to have Hodge coming up next. It's UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold from here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. We are back in a moment. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
On fall Saturdays, there's no better place to take in a Bulls football game than the Gashevitz Club. The Gashevitz Club provides Bulls fans with an unparalleled setting in which to experience a football game day at UB Stadium. Featuring club and lodge seating, premium parking, complimentary food and beverage service, and so much more. To reserve your seat in the Gashevitz Club, call us at 716-645-6867. Go Bulls!
This meant that Town BMW leased a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach.
Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Attention UB Bulls fans, students, alumni, and staff. Are you shopping for a mortgage? Call Premium Mortgage, the experts in home financing and the official mortgage lender of the UB Bulls. Premium Mortgage has local Western New York processing and underwriting and offers a large variety of financing options and competitive rates and terms. Call now to speak to one of their educated and experienced loan officers at 716-633-0501 or visit premiummortgage.com. 2150 Worley Drive, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14221. Equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, NYSDFS, NMLS number 92181.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf Synthetic Grass Fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
At Pepsi, we think it's important to celebrate stuff in life.
Like when you text that really cute guy you met at a party on Friday, and he immediately texts you back, you celebrate with an ice-cold Pepsi.
Or your friend turns on the radio, and your absolute most favorite new song just happens to be playing. That calls for a Pepsi, too.
Because when you and your roommate order a pizza, and the delivery guy throws in extra breadsticks no charge,
break out the Pepsi.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold from here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria. Want to remind you that the basketball season gets started for the Bulls, both the men's and the women's teams, 1 week from Friday. A doubleheader at Alumni Arena. The women open up against Bloomsburg at 5:30, and the men take on Damon at 8 o'clock. That is 1 week from Friday as basketball season is already here. But we're still talking football. Four games remaining for the Bulls, and maybe more after that. It all starts with Saturday's game at Akron, an 11:30 a.m. kickoff that you can hear right here on ESPN 1520 and you can see on the CBS Sports Network. We're now joined by Bulls junior linebacker Khalil Hodge. First off, Coach Iannello gave it up. He showed you the picture of him in the gorilla suits.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah?
That was crazy.
I don't know that he's given you a copy of it to distribute, but yeah, at least you can tell the guys you saw it.
Yeah, I didn't try to get it off of his phone, definitely.
Right. So there you go. So if are you a Halloween kind of guy? Are you a guy that gets into Halloween?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess.
What's the best costume you've ever worn in your life?
Raider costume. As a little kid.
Raider costume. I guess that makes perfect sense. Because for those that don't know, Khalil is from Northern California, Antioch, California, outside the Oakland area. So, you know, this is a big week for you because your team, not only is your team coming in with the Raiders playing the Bills on Sunday, but your guy, the other quote-unquote UB linebacker named Khalil, is coming in as well too. So are you kind of fired up for that a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely excited. I hope I get a chance to actually go out there and catch the game. I hope they destroy the Bills.
Well, you're allowed to say that. Yeah. You're one of the few people around here that would be allowed to say that. What did you think of the crazy Raider game on Thursday night? Did you catch any of that?
I did. Yeah, I got to watch it. I'm just glad we came out with the win.
I feel bad for anybody trying to play defense, kind of at any level of football now, particularly with the way that game ended. All right, so tell everybody a little bit about what a kid from Northern California who grows up as a Raiders fan, who grows up near Oakland and San Francisco, what's life like up there for you growing up? What was it like? And then we'll get into how we get you here to Buffalo after that.
Yeah, growing up in the Bay Area, I mean, it was nice, you know, always sunny. Never had to worry anything about weather-wise, but it was good. Football was my main sport growing up, going to school through high school and everything, and I just, you know, kind of stuck with it, and I'm glad I ended up in New York.
Well, you know, I never thought that when I saw the stats about you having 262 tackles as a senior in high school, that you'd ever be able to get back to that. But you may be on pace to do some of those things again this year. We'll talk more about your season in the next segment. But as we talk with Khalil Hodge, Bulls linebacker, those numbers are mind-blowing, Khalil, that you averaged over 20 tackles a game in high school. What was that like? What was it like being in the middle of everything like that?
It was really fun, actually. My senior year of high school, we had a really good football team. And kind of pushed the limits. We went very far. And, I can't take credit for it all by myself. It was the defensive line and the other guys around me. I was just trying to make as many plays as I can just to keep our team winning.
So, weirdly enough, nobody out there sees enough of you or thinks enough of you to offer you a scholarship. No. So you wind up at the City College of San Francisco, and if you've been listening to this show earlier in the year, you told us about how you used to commute on the BART to go to school every day. Mm-hmm. And then how does it wind up from there that you wind up here in Buffalo doing all the things that you've been doing great around here?
Yeah, right out of high school, I went to San Francisco City College, just like you said, and I was there for a semester, and towards as the season started kind of wind down, Coach Simpson came up to the campus, and we got to talking. Really just I remember seeing his face 2, 3, 4 times, and I could tell he really had interest in me. And from there, I ended up taking a trip. Him and Coach Leipold came back to my house again to try to just convince my mom. And then after that, it was kind of a done deal.
Were your parents a little worried about you going that far away?
They were. But I was excited. I mean, I told them from jump that I kind of wanted to see something different. You know, kind of wanted to go be a man. So what better way to do that than be 3,000 miles away from home?
How comfortable do you feel here now? And what do you like so much about it? I mean, they're completely different areas. And as much as we could say, this has been the weather this fall has been as much Northern California-like as it's probably ever been. The weather is part of getting everything used to for you.
Yeah, it is. Last year I remember getting homesick a lot, but now I'm really kind of grown into myself, and I'm enjoying myself out here in Buffalo.
Yeah, well, he sure is enjoying this season. Mr. Hodge here is tied for the national lead in tackles. We'll talk more about that, talk about his season, how he's doing all the amazing things that he's doing when we return. You're listening to the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
UB football returns to UB Stadium Tuesday, November 7th, when they host the Falcons of Bowling Green State. Kickoff is at 7:30. There's no better place to take in some midweek action than UB Stadium. For tickets and more info, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Support the Blue and White Fund, the fundraising arm of UB Athletics, and help build a strong foundation for years to come. You can play a critical role in making UB New York's public powerhouse. Invest in excellence. Invest in the future. Invest in UB Athletics and our student athletes. Log on to BullsBlueAndWhite.com for more information.
Attention Bulls fans, now introducing the latest and greatest addition to UB Athletics, the TriPoint team of Keller Williams Realty. The TriPoint team serves the Western New York community with buying, selling, and investing in real estate. For all of your real estate needs, call the TriPoint team, the MVPs of real estate, at 716-398-4425 or visit ubbulls.com/TriPoint team. The TriPoint team, the official real estate partners of the UB Bulls.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got a lot of food in this country. We've got so much food that we can't eat it all. So how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids who need it. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
UB football returns to UB Stadium Tuesday, November 7th, when they host the Falcons of Bowling Green State. Kickoff is at 7:30. There's no better place to take in some midweek action than UB Stadium. For tickets and more info, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. Continuing from here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria, and we continue to be joined by Bulls junior linebacker Khalil Hodge as we're talking about this Saturday's game for Khalil and his mates against the Akron Zips, an 11:30 a.m. kickoff. That's like 8:30 California time. Are you going to be all right with that? That's an early one.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I'll be all right.
All right. So, Khalil, the numbers are mind-blowing from what you've done this season. 115 tackles. That is number one in the MAC. Not only is it number one in the MAC, but the number two guy who happens to play for Akron is 39 tackles behind you. And, oh, by the way, those 115 tackles are tied for the national lead. I don't know how much you pay attention to that stuff. I'm sure other people tell you about it, yeah. But what does that make you feel when you look at that stat and you say, I've got the number one tackle total in the country?
Yeah, it feels good, but like I said, I can't take no credit, you know, just by myself. Justin Brandon, Chris Ford, Damone Harris, Ishmael Hargrove, Jared Franklin, all those guys, they do a great job, and, you know, I'm not really concerned too much about the stats. I'm just trying to do as much as I can to help this team win games.
Double-digit tackles in 7 of the 8 games. What'd you do, take the Colgate game off there, right?
No, nah, I'm just
kidding. So, you know, I mean, but, you know, and I think the one thing that Bulls fans have noticed, Khalil, is they're not just tackles running up the middle. They're tackles outside the numbers. They're tackles dropping deep. There's an interception that you had dropping in coverage. Are those the other layers of your game that you've added when you from last year where you put up 100 tackles last year too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, as a linebacker, any good linebacker is a sideline and sideline player, and that's what I'm kind of trying to become. I want to be able to man it down in the middle, but also, you know, work sideline to sideline, play after play.
Do you notice that you're getting more attention from the opponents because now all they need to do is look at those NCAA and MAC stats and know, uh-oh, we better figure out how to stop number four? Do you see a difference in that as the season goes on?
A little bit, I guess, yeah. But, I mean, not really. It's not something I really focus on too much. Just go out there and play the game.
All right, so this is a big one for your team. You know, as we mentioned, this team still has the ability to go to a bowl, still has the ability to win the MAC East title. But it's been a tough couple of weeks, and I know you'll be the first to admit that. As amazing to watch as that Western Michigan game was, it was still a loss. And for you guys on defense, giving up 71 points doesn't look good in any way. And then you get the one-point loss, and then you get a bit of a frustrating game at Miami on Saturday. So what's the attitude? What's the mood? You're a team captain. I know a lot of that comes from what you're telling the guys.
I mean, I think the mood is just, you know, we understand the circumstances at hand. We understand the cards we've been dealt. And we're just trying to go out there and be 1-0 this week, you know, and be 1-0 next week and 1-0 the week after that. So that's kind of our concern right now. And we're just trying to get ready for Akron and for folks on the Zips.
You like where your guys are? You like where your teammates are? Is the mood still good and positive and upbeat?
I do. I definitely think it is positive. You know, we understand, like I said, we understand what's going on, and we want to accomplish some of the goals that we had set at the beginning of the season. So,
speaking with Bulls linebacker Khalil Hodge here, let's talk a little bit about the Zips here. Last year, they come in and you guys, you know, dominated them in a lot of ways. Jordan Johnson set the school record in rushing. Defensively, you do a lot of really good stuff. What have you seen from Akron? They don't have quite as many weapons as they did a year ago, but obviously they're 3-1 in the MAC, and they're the team you're chasing. What jumps out at you about Akron?
They are. I think they have a pretty good offensive line. I think they're very scrappy guys, physical guys. But other than that, I mean, I think they're a good team. But like I said, I think our game plan, Coach Boyler and Coach Simpson, I think those guys are going to do a great job of putting us in a position to go win the ball game.
Quarterback Thomas Woodson's a big kid. He'll run a little bit. He's got a great deep arm. We've seen him throw the deep balls on your team and a lot of other teams before. Those guys frustrating sometimes to play against for you as a linebacker?
They are. I mean, you know, any good player, you have to, you know, kind of schematically scheme against them in different ways. But I remember we played against them last year. We have a lot of returning guys on defense, so I don't think we're too worried.
All right, so just give me a sense as we wrap up here with Khalil Hodge. You know, how are you feeling about where this season is going, where it's been, what, not just for you, but where this team has gone? The close losses are frustrating, but there are signs of improvement. Give me an overall sense of where, and again, the story's still to be written on this season, but give me a sense of where you feel like you're at right now.
I mean, I'm just going to piggyback off what Coach Leipold always tells us. You know, we're very close, but at the end of the day, you know, being close, it doesn't matter. You know, we're very close in games, but we're still on the losing half of that, you know, of that side. So I think, you know, the season, I see a lot of progress, but we want to be on the other side of that line, on the other side of that hump, you know. And like you said, the story's not finished yet, so we're still pushing through.
Learning how to win is a time-old, worn cliche for football. You know, that's what gets you over the hump from those narrow losses to making the two or three plays you need to do to win. And we've seen signs of that from your team this year in the Florida Atlantic game and a couple of the other games as well, too. How do you think you do that? How do you learn how to win those close games?
You got to continue to focus on the little things, you know. Just focus on the fine details, I think, is what really is going to get us over the top, over the hump.
All right. He is Khalil Hodge. He is the Bulls' middle linebacker. He is tied for the national lead in tackles with 115. And it's 1-1A on linebackers from UB named Khalil in Western New York this weekend. You all right with that for now?
I'm all right with that.
All right. He's all right because he's a Raiders fan. He's all right with that. Hopefully you get a chance to hook up with Khalil Mack as well, too. And that's a picture I want. I want a copy of that picture of my two favorite Khalil linebackers from UB together. Hopefully that happens for you this weekend. Khalil, Definitely. Thanks for joining us as well. Always good to catch up with you. Continued good luck the best of the year.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Bulls linebacker Khalil Hodge. We got one more segment to go on UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. We come back to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill and talk a little more Khalil Mack and go around the Mack with our buddy John Fuller. That's when we return. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
UB Football returns to UB Stadium Tuesday, November 7th, when they host the Falcons of Bowling Green State. Kickoff is slated for 7:30 p.m. with amazing touchdown catches.
Hangs it up deep into the end zone. Jump ball caught. Touchdown!
And gritty defensive plays.
Looking to throw. He is rushed. Sacked!
There's no better place to take in some midweek action than UB Stadium. For tickets and more information, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Attention UB Bulls fans, students, alumni, and staff. Are you shopping for a mortgage? Call Premium Mortgage, the experts in home financing and the official mortgage lender of the UB Bulls. Premium Mortgage has local Western New York processing and underwriting and offers a large variety of financing options and competitive rates and terms. Call now to speak to one of their educated and experienced loan officers at 716-633-0501 or visit premiummortgage.com. 2150 Worley Drive, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14221. Equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, NYSDFS, NMLS number 92181.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree Branch.
Hi, it's me, Tree Branch. So, about the other night, look, it's no secret your roof and I never quite got along. It's a roof and I'm a branch, and that's how these things go. But I'm calling to say I'm really, truly sorry about what I did to your gutters and skylight. And also, I'm not paying for the damage. Okay, bye.
Trees never pay for roof damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Welcome back to our final segment of UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. We have talked with Khalil Hodge. Hope you just heard that. Earlier, it was Associate Head Coach and Wide Receivers Coach Rob Iannello filling in for Coach Leipold, who has a family commitment tonight. So we thank them for being a part of our show. And we wrap it up, as we always do, with Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, John Fuller, here to talk about some of the interesting stats. And because it's been our recurring theme of talking about great UB linebackers named Khalil, we'll get a Khalil Mack story or two from you as he gets ready to come back to town for the first time. But let's start with a guy that was just sitting right next to you. Khalil Hodge continues to be tied for number one in the country in tackles, and of course that means he's number one in the MAC.
Yeah, you know, Khalil, one of only two players in the nation with over 100 tackles already, 115 tackles through eight games. You know, he's only 10 tackles away from the single-season school record as an FBS program. You know, Justin Winters had 125 tackles in 2008, and that was over 14 games, mind you.
Yeah, and it was interesting because he's been in double digits seven of the eight games, but I think into the fourth quarter of the game Saturday, he only had five or six, and then Miami starts to run the ball because they're protecting the lead, and then just all of a sudden his tackles blow up.
Yeah, he's just been everywhere. I mean, he's in on every single tackle. He's been incredible to watch, and it's amazing to see, you know, how high we can get that total.
Well, you've got two Bulls players that are in the top five nationally because of their outstanding season. Khalil, obviously, and then Anthony Johnson remains fourth in the country in receiving yards, and he's not that far away from another interesting UB milestone.
Yeah, you know, he actually dropped a little bit this year, this week, Paul. He's on a ninth nationally,
okay, gotcha,
but still in the top 10 in the nation, which is fantastic. But yeah, he's coming up about 150 yards shy of 1,000 on the season, and you know, not bad for you know, for your first season.
I'm
going
to quibble with you.
Okay.
He's number four in total receiving yards, but number nine in receiving yards per game because other guys have played less games than him.
Well, then I'm going to go with your number.
All right,
I like
see,
the number four. I have to finish my game notes anyway. So I'm
That's
gonna,
right. John and I always make sure we keep an eye on each other to make sure we're always right with our numbers.
Very good.
But I'm sorry, and I interrupted. You were about to talk about the 1,000-yard thing too, right?
Yeah, you know, he has an opportunity to be a 1,000-yard receiver, which haven't been too many in UB history in the last Alex Newts did it twice, and Naaman Roosevelt, and I believe Drew Haddad, in the pre-FBS days, the only one.
So, not that far away. All right, well, we started the show by talking with your buddy Brian Wolf, and because Khalil Mack comes back to town with the Raiders Sunday, first time he's been back in Buffalo since he wore a UB uniform, you know, you get to know those guys as well as anybody, and I know you've got a couple of fond memories and some cool stories about Khalil Mack.
Yeah, my favorite story about Khalil, just about his personality, was, you know, he was a superstar, obviously, and everybody knew, you know, he was going to, where he was going, and the whole team was kind of, you know, he was the spotlight of the team. But he always talked about, he always wanted to talk about teammates rather than himself. Like after games, even his pro, I went back and watched his pro day because somebody was asking me about it today. And his first thing was talking about Brandon Oliver and Alex Newsom and how they did it pro day. Never wanted to talk about himself. You know, so he was very humble. And you know, a lot of guys when they get to that level and they get that much of a spotlight on them, they want to talk about themselves. And he was never like that. But my favorite Khalil Mack story is, we play Bowling Green at the Ralph, 2013, last game of the year. If we win that game, we go to the MAC championship. And obviously, we all know the result didn't go well for the Bulls that day. But it was the last game, and you know, the media wanted to talk to Khalil after the game. I'm like, oh, man, I got to go get Khalil Mack. And I know, you know, he didn't like doing interviews at, you know, very much at all, and he definitely didn't like doing them after losses. And I go into the locker room, and I go up to him, and he's just looking down. And I kind of put my hand on his shoulder. I'm like, Khalil, I need you to, you know, come over. You know, the media's asking for you to talk to them. And I remember all he did was he just growled at me. He just growled, and he did it. But I'm just like, oh, my God. I mean, he just growled. Like,
there you go. That's the only man who says he's ever been growled at by the best defensive player in the NFL.
Right.
That's a pretty cool story. And you brought up an interesting little tidbit that Joe Licata told me earlier today was this is the first game back in Buffalo, but it'll be the second consecutive game at the Bills Stadium for Khalil Mack.
That's right. We played our last game of his senior season. It was a clash at the Ralph against Bowling Green at Ralph Wilson Stadium. And we'll be back there again this Sunday.
All right, that's the Sunday game. The Saturday game for the Bulls is at Akron, 11:30 a.m. kickoff brunch with the Bulls. We'll be on the air at 10:30 with a pregame show here on ESPN 1520. You can see it on the CBS Sports Network. Back next week with UB Football Insider from
UB
Santora's
Network,
Pizza Pub and
live
Grill.
Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Ad Pro Sports, New Era Cap, by WGRZ Channel 2, by Town BMW, ComDoc, Nike, and by Pepsi. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the UB Sports Network.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.